I'm going to talk mainly about the glory. I've only got a short message, but it's the glory of his presence. And you know, when we get into his presence, when we saturate ourselves, you know, we need the glory to seep out. And I just had last week, we went to Napier for my son's wedding, and we went Wednesday, and on the Thursday I went over and visited my sister. And we were having lunch, and there was a lady that used to live down the road. Her name was Patsy. And anyway, I had soaked that morning. I'd been in his presence. I was feeling the glory of his presence. You know, I was, whoo, who can I touch today? But we went over to Patsy, and I said, do you remember me? And she said, yes, your face is very familiar. And I said, we were a block away. And she said, oh, that's right. And she called me Pat. And I said, no, it's Trish. But the thing that she said, she told me that her husband had passed away just 6 weeks earlier. So I put my arms around her and I just gave her a hug. I really felt the love of the Lord and I really felt his presence. And she looked at me and she said, light comes out of your face. She said, you glow. And I'm going, wow. She said, you're holy. And I said, are you a Christian? And she went, no, with about 4 swear words. And it was like the Holy Spirit was seeping out of me because I had spent time with him. And you know, it's just so important that we just get more and more and more of him. And I say it humbly, but I know it was because I'd been with the Lord. I know it was that I'd saturated myself in him, that it just seeped out of me. It just, you know, and, you know, my sister's standing there looking at me, you know, like this, you know, because she's not walking with the Lord. But that was a witness to her. And, you know, this is a time where the Lord is saying, rise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. We can have no darkness in us, even though great darkness covers the earth. His light will shine upon you. And we need to shine with his glory and his presence. Like John stepped out. You know, the enemy stops us is the fear of man and the fear of just stepping out. But you see, John, if he hadn't have stepped out, that lady would not have risen from her bed. And I believe God is calling us to do more and more as we go out there, to carry the glory. It's not for in the church, it's for out there. I love getting out there. I love it. I love it. And people just hug me. I go into shops. I want a hug. Because it's the glory of God in his presence. And it's not to let fear take us over. Fear of failure. You know, there's many times when we've stepped out in God and it hasn't gone too good. So we just say, we're never going to do that again. I break that off you in Jesus' name right now. Because God said that he wants you to rise up in who you are. You are not a failure. We all fail when we start off healing. Bill Johnson prayed and prayed and prayed for people until healing started happening. And we've got to start off in who we are in God and really activate the anointing of God in our lives. And we've got to shine with the glory of God. Shine with his presence. You know, if we're in judgment, if we're in bitterness, if we are in gossip or slander or whatever, we do not shine with the glory of God. You know, even with Clive and I've got to keep it a short account because I don't want to, you know, have an argument with him then go out and think that I'm going to be doing something for Jesus. We've got to love beyond love. We've got to love, we've got to love. We've got to love the orphans. We've got to love the poor. We've got to love the needy. We've got to love the ones that need loving. God is saying, will you love much? Will you carry my glory and my presence? Will you carry my light? Wow. Thank you, Jesus. So fear, we break you. You know, the Lord wants us to have a lifestyle of being radical. We had lunch with Nikki and John David yesterday, and it was lovely, but I was sharing a story, and I just feel to share it again. But I got so plastered with John at the John Wimber conference that, you know, they'd go, more, Lord, and I'm going, actually, it's so anointed here. There's more, Lord. It's coming. But I was at John Wimber, and it was like I just got more. And then I'd put on their tapes at home, and I'd be singing, and the Holy Spirit would come more. And I'm going, whoa, I won't get through this ironing. I'm just plastered with the anointing of God. You know, and I was in a church. And this happened. We were in worship. The anointing fell on me. And I'm going, they don't like this. They don't like this. God, how do I behave in this way? What do I do? And, you know, because the fear of man, because I didn't want to look out there, because I used to shake, rattle, and roll, I sat down and put my hands in my head. And really, I could, if I had been where I just said, come, Holy Spirit, you do whatever you want to do through me. I know that I missed it. See, we can't let a religious spirit hold us down. We've got to be carried and be carriers of his glory. Yeah, I'm serious today. More serious than I've ever been in my life. It is a time that we have short accounts. It's a time to surrender everything. To be lovers for Jesus. To go after Jesus. Jesus, that when we go out, our words are pure and holy. Our words are beautiful. Our words are encouraging. Our words are uplifting. When you've been with the Master, when you've walked with him, in worship today, I wanted to go around and just hug everybody. There was such a love pouring out. His love was pouring out on each one of you. And it was like I felt it. And I'm going, these people are beautiful, Lord. Let them feel your love in a new way. I want to feel God's love in a new way. You know, we have trials and tribulation, and sometimes it's hard to push through. Isn't that true? We all have the valleys. But, you know, I get excited now, and I don't get too excited, but when I'm going through a battle, I know that it belongs to the Lord, and I know that we're going to have the biggest breakthrough that we've ever had. And I decree and declare over this church, we're going to have the biggest breakthrough. We are going to see signs, wonders, and miracles. We are going to see people totally healed. We are going to see people that are on fire with the presence of God. We're going to see people that are going to be totally saved and restored, and families restored. We're going to see this. I decree it. I just say, God, come and touch us all in the most amazing ways that we've never, ever experienced before. I'm just burning with passion at present. It's like I just feel, oh, yabba. Cool, yabba, yabba, yabba. Oh, yabba means father, somebody told me. So it's not yabba dabba doo. But, you know, to be radical for Jesus and to spend time with him. He is the light of the world, isn't he? And in him there is no darkness. And when we don't have darkness, we carry. You know, and the Holy Spirit, he wants to inhabit. He wants a resting place. He wants to come into each one of you to be filled to overflowing. Just, he wants to come. He wants every part of you. He wants to come and just say, whoa. the Holy Spirit goes around. He says, I want to fill this person, but they're too busy doing this and that. This one's doing something that they shouldn't be doing. But when he finds one that is totally surrendered to Jesus, he comes and he inhabitates with them. He comes and he fills you to overflowing. He comes with all his glory. You know, and the thing is, you can go to bed, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Go, you know, sometimes do you wake up in the middle of the night and you're kura ba ba ba, kaski bu ku ba ba ba. Because God's saying, I want to be with you all the time. The Holy Spirit is truth. The Holy Spirit is the comforter. The Holy Spirit gives you wisdom. And I've just got the scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:6. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of the darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's powerful. And God shines in our hearts to give the knowledge of the glory. To give us as the waters cover the sea. And in 2 Corinthians 3:18, and we who with unveiled faces, you know, a lot of us, we're getting there, aren't we? But God wants to reflect the glory of the Lord. And we're being transformed into His image with intensifying, I like that, this is intensifying glory. Who wants to have more intensifying glory? Yeah. Let it come. Oh, it's lovely to see hungry hearts today. To intensifying glory, to be absolutely zapped with the anointing of God. Yeah, Richard, you go for it. Isn't God good? It's yo. Hallelujah, yes, hallelujah. See, Richard's been through much. He's been through much, but he loves the Lord with all his heart and all his mind. And what he's been through, he's kept his eyes on Jesus, haven't you, Richard? And you carry the presence of God. I love this man. I love this man. I love him. And he's going to be totally healed, aren't you, Richard? So he intensifies the glory when we spend time with him. You know, I just, it's just so comforting to know this through, you know, don't let the enemy come in like a flood with hopelessness, disappointment, fears. It takes the shine off the glory. We all go through things, but we've got to trust God in it. And when we go through things, sometimes God is just pulling things to the surface for us to see, or how we react. You know, sometimes we react not good sometimes, and the glory comes off us, and then we get flat on our faces. I had a dream, and this dream might make me cry. I think it will make me cry. But the Lord said I was to tell it to the church, and it's a very short dream. Bobby Wells died about a month ago. And in my dream, she came back to earth. And I said, Bobby, what are you doing? And she said, I'm here for 2 days. And I said, why? And she said, I've got to collect all the words that I said that wasn't good. And I was on my knees and I said, God, there's so many words out there. And you know, words can float in the atmosphere, but then they can land on people. And God said, I want you to tell this to Harvest City Church. Be careful what comes out of your mouth. I don't know how long we would need to collect all our words that weren't very good. It spoke so deeply in my spirit. And God, I love Bobby. And she was an encourager, but she did say things as it was, but she was honest. But even then, It was her that God sent back. And I know it was a dream, but it was so spoke to me that we have to be careful what we say out of the open. And, you know, it goes into our walls of the house. Words can saturate. You know, when you're in a house where there's a lot of arguing and fighting, you can feel the atmosphere of that in the house. The words are there. And God is saying, be careful what you say. And so I did. I just said, Lord, I've said a lot of words that are so empty or not right. And so I was down on my face just repenting, because I want God to bring the glory. I want God to be glorified through my life. You know, there's death and life in the tongue. And when we speak life, it goes out with fire and with glory. And when you speak death, it's death over your body, it's death over your family, it's death. You know, I'm going to get you all one of those blessing books. I'm going to shout you a blessing book that we can bless, and we get blessings out there, and the whole atmosphere changes. Can I ask you to do something for me? I want you all this week to soak in God's presence just for 20 minutes every day for 7 days. Who will join me in that? That's awesome. And if you only get to 10 minutes, don't feel bad about it. But I tell you what, you know, so I get Julie True. I love hers. Get on your iPad. But any music that you love, any music, if it's an old hymn and you love it, so if the words are going into your spirit, but it's just putting on your music that is godly, and just shut the door, windows, and just say, I'm in this place with God. I tell you what, you will have visions. Things will happen in the atmosphere. Things will change. Relationships will change. If you spend just 20 minutes, if you want to go for an hour, that's good. So, how many are going to do it? That's awesome. So, every day, pick your time. Put your tape on. Tape. Sounds old. I'm old. Put your CD on and soak in his presence. YouTube. I put YouTube on today. I was in Brownsville Revival today. I was, woo! I'm trying to have a shower. I'm trying to get dressed and stuff. Woo! The anointing was just there. There's an acceleration of something happening. And we just want to leak out his glory, don't we? To leak out his glory and say, God, are there things that I'm doing that you don't want me to do anymore? Are there things I need to let go? Are there things that you want me to do? He's so precious. He's so beautiful. He just so loves on us, and Daddy God loves on us. And the Holy Spirit comes in all his glory, and he just wants to come. Holy Spirit, come now with even more than they've ever had before. Lord, as I've been saturated with you, Holy Spirit, I pray that you come and you baptize with fire and passion right now. That you come and go, Lord, they go to another level today in your presence. Lord, we want more, we want more. We're desperate for more of you. Lord, forgive us for our wayward ways. Forgive us for not spending time with you. Lord, I love that song today. I surrender all. You know, and I wanted to get down on my face, but I can't get up again. But it was like, God, you know, we need to surrender. You know, imagine the whole front of this place just surrendering down at your knees, just on your knees, really meaning, I surrender all. I give you everything, God. Everything that I own is yours. Everything about me is yours, Lord. I give you my mind, my heart. Holy is the Lord. It was I had a strange, you know, God plays tricks with you sometimes. Wasn't trick really, but you know, I said, God, I want to be seated with you in heavenly places. That was this morning. I want to go there. I just want to be seated. And I said, oh, can I get out of my seat and just go before you? And he says, no, Trish, I want you seated so I can talk right into your heart, so you will listen and you will hear me. And I'm going, oh, I see why we're seated. Hey, we're an audience to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But can you see you're seated there? In heavenly places. And he wants to speak right into you. He wants to give you new revelations that you've never seen. He wants to open ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. He wants to open eyes to see into the spirit realm. See, the angelic realm is so here today. There's angels around you. Heaven is here. Thy kingdom come. On earth as it is in heaven. And some of you are so receiving it, and some of you are just, you know, I can just feel it in the atmosphere. But, you know, trust God. The Holy Spirit comes like a gentleman. You might want to shake, rattle, and roll. I just said, Lord, I want to be radical. And I don't mind how Jesus uses me. Except when fear comes in, it stops us, doesn't it? Oh, the glory of his presence. Hallelujah. I just also want to share about soaking. Like with Tim and Ra's wedding that I did last Saturday. It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. And it's the day before the wedding, we're going through all the practice, and I felt nervous as. I felt, oh, what am I doing? This is all non-Christian. What am I doing, Lord? And then it was like God said, soak in my presence. Soak in my presence. So Saturday morning, I soaked for a whole hour. And then I had a shower, and then I went back into his presence. I read the word. I saturated myself in him. And I tell you what, the wedding was so anointed. And Tim, he was like, he said, Mum, you could have say all that when I showed him the day before. And I said, it's not much, Tim. Just trust Mother. and anyway, you know, I was preaching about love, actually, 1 Corinthians, but he didn't know that at all. And I actually prophesied over him that this was a new day, new beginnings, and, you know, they're looking. And Tim always got these big, huge blue eyes, and when he was a baby, he looked at me, Mum, help me. Well, I've never seen Tim, Mum, help me. You know, he was petrified. And it was like having his mum there, and I just said, now, you two got to listen. I'm Mum. and it was, but the anointing was so on there. And Tim's boss, because it was in a winery, he goes to weddings all the time. And he rang Tim up and he said, I've never been to a service like that. That's the best I've heard. And it was because the anointing was oozing out of me. There was so much love oozing. I cried when the bride came down, but that's all right. Us girls do that. But it was like I soaked in his presence. Whenever we get fear and let the enemy take over, God just wants to come. Saturated. Who wants to ooze? You know, you see some ooze with his glory. We need more joy of his presence, don't we? Oh, who's getting more hungry? Hungry for him. As we soak in his presence, we become like him. People say, you are different. And when you sit down, people fall off their chairs because the anointing is on you. I love that. What happened there? I get up and then I'm able to share. It's the anointing of God on me. He's ranking it up now. My goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Just put in your hands in the air and just say, I want more. I am desperate for more of your presence. Oh, God, I want to be used for the kingdom of God. I want to so be used in who I am in God. Thank you, Jesus. I just see like fireballs just falling on some of you. Just let them come. There's going to be an acceleration in your life. Some of you have laid down your anointing, but God said, I'm replacing it today. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, I just feel the anointing so strong. Just keep coming. You know, just go back to the time when you were so plastered on the Holy Spirit. Just go back there. Just see what God did in that time. You know, when you were plastered on Him. And how the enemies come in and robbed and taken away from you. I just ask Holy Spirit, in your heart, just say, God, I say yes to you today. I don't want the old ways. I want to go after you. You know, every one of you are going to be used in this church. When we get soul saved, everybody's got an anointing. It's not just the front person. Every one of you can preach. Every one of you can speak with the glory of God. And there's something where the enemy has taken some things away from you. You worshippers, God's going to give it back to you. Ones that dance, ones that prophesy, ones that lead ones into the kingdom of God, ones that intercede and cry out to God. God's renewing it right now in the Spirit. You intercessors, God is renewing it right now in the Spirit. And you will see, you will have words, you will know how to pray. God's going to place people on you, and you're going to pray, and there's going to be a breakthrough in the Holy Spirit. There's going to be atmosphere changes. I feel it. This is a word from God. He wants the atmosphere changed. This isn't your lot. This is not your lot. God's got so much more. Daddy God has got so much favor for you. Holy Spirit, come. Just come in all your glory and your presence. Whew. I don't know what I've got on my back page here. In 1 Peter 2:9, this is us. But you are a chosen people. A royal priesthood. Do we feel like a royal priesthood? A holy nation. A people for God's possession to proclaim the virtues of Him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. So we should have no darkness in us. But He's called us out of darkness. We don't know how blessed we are. When I'm with my sisters, they don't know Jesus, and they're in darkness. We have been called out. We are blessed. We've got to start praising Him and thanking Him. We're not going to hell. We are going to glory. And we can experience heaven on earth today. Thank you, Lord. There is a heaven and there is a hell. We have been chosen to be brought out of the darkness so we may shine with the glory of God, that we may make an impression wherever we go with His presence. Yes, Lord. That we may carry the light and the glory of His presence. Whoa. It's just so good. I've just got a little song that I know. Oh, can I... John David? I don't know whether he knows this one. But I'm just going to read it out because the words just really went in. It's one that we all know, but I'm going to say one of the verses that we haven't heard. It's, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And the second verse goes, His word shall not fail you. He promised. Believe in Him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. His perfect salvation to tell. I just want you to sing this chorus. I'm sure you all know it. And just turn your eyes to Jesus. And the things that are in your life, let them go dim today. And let's just say, yes, Lord.